So this is where my journey begins.
Ireland.
Back to my roots, where I have the chance to reunite with family, meet new members of the family, and work at a pub in Dublin. The Aran Islands were an incredible landscape, serving as the homeland for Ireland's first inhabitants. For the people of the Aran Islands, the Gaelic culture remains rich and vibrant. Our trip here was a much welcome break from the hustle and bustle of Dublin. After a brief visit to the UK and Amsterdam, I headed south to Ghana, West Africa. Although I was welcomed by close friends, the culture shock was immense. I really don't know how I would have handled it without them. After getting over the culture shock, what was left was a new and intriguing culture for me to learn and experience as best I could. Over Christmas, we traveled through Burkina Faso, onwards to Mali. Here in Mali, we ventured into Dogon country. The remarkable thing about the Dogon villages is that they are built into the side of this massive escarpment. Formerly used as a defense tactic in times of war, the Dogon people have since moved down to the plains and plateau of the escarpment. Can you la la ya da buru jun la na?
kanumasro lanna kwaso kanenju lanna arinamalile lanna yika kanenju lanna ashabarinjiyalle lanna yoka purujo lanna musayasumalle lanna kwaso kanenju lanna afurudu mamasro lanna kwaso kanenju lanna kanenju mamasro lanna kwaso kanenju lanna malifamalule lanna yoka kanenju lanna gorasevunle lanna yeka kanenju lanna numusirile lanna yoka purujo lanna muridei salle lanna kwaso kanenju lanna tabammalle lanna kwaso kanenju lanna nyamagrajyalle lanna kwaso purujo lanna
Nuramika kurenshu ningila ole. Etri semini kame ko uli kasaba tadumina. Etri semini kame ko uli kasaba ta mursaba kala lende. Etri santa kala nakani furatala. Etri sasan ki deke kamere mako ne bibla ko kata burburudu.
After welcoming the new year in Dagon country, we headed to Mopti, a port town nearby. We had made arrangements for a 3-day boat ride to Timbuktu. Unfortunately, I fell ill with malaria and the trip was cancelled. We decided to head home for Ghana.
Once back in Ghana, and well over my malaria, I was accepted into a village in the north for an extended stay. Here, I lived in the chief's palace and basically participated in day-to-day living. I tried my hand at Ghanaian cooking, a comical sight for the women of the village, but finally found my niche with the men deshelling peanuts.
Yeah.
Trying to get around in a foreign country can be an adventure, and oftentimes quite difficult. However, there were those times that I was pleasantly surprised by the experience. Our journey down the Volta River, for instance, turned out to be one of the greatest highlights of my trip. My experience on safari in Kenya was absolutely surreal. It definitely beats the Discovery Channel.
Ah.
One of the most difficult things about traveling the world is your constant need for adaptation. Once you've finally settled into one place, you've already moved on to the next. For me, India proved to be the most challenging. Upon reflection, though, I can't wait to get back.
सपने दिखाए अब तो मेरा दिल जागे न सोता है क्या करूं हाय कुछ कुछ होता है क्या करूं हाय कुछ कुछ होता है
तुम पास आए यूं मुस्कुराए तुमने न जाने क्या करूँ हाय कुछ कुछ होता है
Nepal served as a vacation from my vacation, an escape from the harshness I had found in India. With so much to do, from Buddhist meditation retreats, to hiking in the Himalayas, to whitewater rafting, it was no wonder I stayed over a month. I celebrated my birthday at 4,000 meters above sea level at a village called Kyenjin in the Himalayas. It took us about 5 days to hike in as we had to acclimatize ourselves to the altitude. The hike out took about 5 days as well. It was the most beautiful scenery I had ever seen. Believe it or not, I experienced culture shock arriving in Sydney. Clean streets and general order about things? How strange.
Was gone for the thrill of a ride. Wasn't in the plan to be gone for long, but he keeps looking back over his shoulder. Yeah, he knows that something might go wrong. The ride, it ain't smooth, that is for sure. Strange mood. what is the cure?
There was never a dull moment to be had in Australia. Some of the most breathtaking beaches I had ever seen provided for exhilarating afternoons of kayaking and the surf. Well, that brings my travels to an end. After a 40-hour flight home, I was happily reunited with much-missed family and friends. The bustle and excitement of traveling was now over. However, the most challenging and rewarding part of my experience now lay ahead. That is, the lifelong reflection and memories. The experience I shared with those I met along the way, friends both old and new, will be remembered for always. But the story doesn't end here. I've been bit by the bug, and I ain't seen nothing yet. So stay tuned, and we'll see you next time.